Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act like that. Hat on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like the $1 million, got things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Out there listening to me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only it is Steve Harvey. Yeah, got a radio show. Okay. This is timely for everybody, I'm sure. I want to offer you all some encouragement because everybody needs it. Let me tell you something. You strike out on your goals. You strike out on your aspirations. And so you strike out, as it happens to all of us. Here it comes. Life. Life just hits one of them bad notes, as it always does, as it always does for all of us, for everybody. Now, when those bad notes happen, when the haters come out of nowhere, when the setback comes up, when the out of nowhere appears, when the I didn't see that coming comes, here's what you have to do. Here is the thing that I have been teaching myself for years that I used to not always understand. So I'm trying to give it to you. You have to be encouraged anyway. Now that's difficult. Okay, Steve, what you talking about? You just told me all this discouraging stuff that can happen, and you said you got to be encouraged anyway. Yeah, man, you have to. Because what's happening to you right now, the thing that you're going through right now, the thing that everybody's going through right now, ain't nobody on smooth sailing, man. Everybody got something. And if they on smooth sailing, just know this is coming. There's nothing I'm wishing on anybody. It's just that this is life. This is how it happens, everybody. So please stop getting on the old woe is me bandwagon. Oh, Lord, why me? Oh, Lord, something always happened to me. Something always happens to everybody. But here's what you got to do when you get in moments like this. You got to be encouraged. You got to remember in those times when it's going wrong, you got to remember all that you've been through. You got to remember all that you've come through. You have to remember those other times when you felt like this, and somehow, unexplainably, you don't even really stop to say nothing about it. It just changed for you. And the problem that was is no more. And the situation that seemed so insurmountable, you got over it. You got around it. You got over it. Sometimes you just got to slide right under it. Sometimes you got to plow through it. But in those times when it's discouraging for you, when you feel like giving up, those are the tests. Those are the moments that will determine whether we make it or not. I'll tell you one thing for sure. If you give up in these moments right here, here is a for sure, you'll never make it. That's unquestionably the deal. If you give up in these dark times, if you give up in these what you think is insurmountable moments, if you turn back now, here is the 1,000% for sure, you ain't going to make it. But there is a bright side to this situation. If you keep your head down, if you keep forging, if you keep pressing on, sometimes if you just stand there and sometimes get knocked to your knees, but if you stay in that place, if you just stay there and ride the storm out, my head is bloodied but unbowed. If you can just stay there, if you can sit in that moment and ride it out, you will win. You will pass the test, and you will get to move on to the next level. But there is no next level without a test. You can't get to grade 6 without passing grade 5. You can't be a senior without first being a junior. You can't graduate without fulfilling the hours and requirements. You see, I don't care what you do in life. Look at it. It's all set up on levels. where you've got to accomplish the thing before in order to get to the next level. And when you've made those level accomplishments, you get to graduate. Now, you can go on and get a master's and a PhD. You can go on and become rich. You can go become wealthy. Or you can go somewhere and think yourself in another set of circumstances. But you got to go through something to get to something. There ain't nothing free. So you can stop that notion about being successful that is easy. Come on, man. If it was easy, what we talking about? It is not easy. Stop thinking it is. It is difficult. But I'll tell you what's even more difficult than becoming successful. You want to know what that is? Try not being successful your whole life. That's hard. You are listening to a person who has done them both. Been successful and really, really been not successful. And I got news for you. Both of them hard. But I would rather deal with what it is to be something, to make something out of myself, to force myself to go to work when I don't feel like it. This morning was a rough get up for me. But I got up and I said, thank you anyway. Never give up. And I don't watch this dude till he done messed around and got close to me because he just never gave up. You can never, ever give up. Never. It's not an option. Giving up cannot be an option for you. You cannot do that. It's out of the question. It's inconceivable in your mind to quit. Because to quit is to what? What you get when you quit? Nothing. There is a reward for those who hang in there, who never give up, who forge through, who see it through, who get knocked down and get back up, who gets trampled but somehow gathers themselves and get back to your knees. But stay in that place, man. Don't ever give up. Don't let go. Be encouraged. Think of all you've been through. Think of all you come through. Think of all he's done for you. Think of all the times you thought you wasn't going to make it, but somehow, without you ever even saying thank you, he got you through it anyway. That's that thing called grace now. We kind of need that in our life. All I need is a little more grace. You can't give God no money for grace, man. Grace is absolutely free. It's available to everybody. But you can't get none if you quit. Don't give up. I'll just tell you that flat out. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Coming in soft, coming in sexy, coming in pretty. It's that nephew, that sexy nephew. Okay, yes, that's it. He let me have it today, and I'm going to give it to you today. It's Sexy Tommy holding it down. Steve Harvey Morning Show with the beautiful ladies. Yeah, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Montaca, and also Junior Boy laying in the cut. It is the nephew. Well, you everybody finna say good morning, Sexy Tommy, on here. Oh, you gone.
I wish.
Every day we got to say this.
Every day. Hey, man, when is your voice coming back? Just let me ask the question. We all want to know, when is your voice getting back?
It'll be back in about another month. Don't you worry about it. Right now, it's Sexy Tommy to you. Dang. I can't get, can't nobody? Nobody?
What?
I can't get
what,
sexy
you want
time
us to no. say it, sexy Duh. Tommy? You're talking about Duh. You can't yes. get nobody.
Duh. Yes, and oh. enunciate oh. it. Yes. Oh.
Dog, I've been married 20 days. The only thing I say sexy is my wife. I know that.
Uh-oh. You better come in here.
I know that means
strong. Coming in here strong.
Okay, Shirley.
I wish I would call her. Shirley, I can't do that.
So now you're down to two. You lost
I'm
June.
Down to two.
So okay. Now you're down okay. to two. Shirley, go ahead. That's your
Shirley?
Thing.
No, you go ahead, Carla. You go ahead.
Wait, I have a question. Is Tommy still my work husband?
Is that Hell what yeah.
That's
yeah,
divorce
that's between you guys.
I just don't.
She said we about to get divorced.
I want to be Giselle, Tom Brady's wife. Yeah. I'm sick of him.
Carla, we are work married. I just don't require a lot from you. That's all it is. I just don't ask you to do a lot. That's all.
But I have to say but sexy.
That's it. Just sexy time. That's all. Good morning, sexy time. That's all I want.
Okay, we get it over with. 3, 2, 1. Good morning, sexy Tommy.
What was the
she
pressure?
She snatched that Band-Aid off, didn't she?
and
just went for it.
All right, Shirley, come on. Sexy Tommy.
Oh, God. Sexy Tommy, good morning. Good. Let's
all
go.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Junior boy.
Oh, Lord.
You want to ask sexy anything? Because, you know, you always what? Asking Uncle
better,
Steve something.
You better be asking me about a game. You better ask me about did I see the 60-second home run or something. You better say something like that. I'm not saying it, dog. I can't.
Was it a sexy Did home you? Run, Junior? That's all I'm asking, brother. Was it a sexy home run?
Hey man, for real. We finna fight on air.
You know, Junior has had it.
Dog, you can't ask no other man to say sexy to you. Dog, you talking to me, man.
I know. I've been knowing you for years.
But when's your voice coming back? I need the strong Tommy back now. I need strong Tommy.
Give me about 30 more days. I'm gonna be ready, baby.
When we need to speed
that
up.
You know what? Since we're talking about sexy Junior, I don't think we've ever heard your sexy voice. What does sexy Junior sound like?
That's sexy Junior.
Just like that. Just like that.
Here go, sexy Junior.
Don't hate Tommy. Come on, Junior. Come on.
Okay.
Morning, everybody. Sexy Junior in the building. Yeah. I see all y'all getting turning fans on right now while I'm talking. Yeah. Sexy Junior. That's about the best I can do, Shirley.
That's the best? That's your best?
I love it.
All right. We got all kinds of shenanigans coming up for you this morning. At 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. Nephew, what you got today?
With my stupidity. Mm-hmm. And this one right here, this one makes me proud. This right here, this title, Bring My Breast Back. You understand? What? And for all of you out there, for all you men out there that have bought breasts, you know, enhancements to make some, that, you know, if y'all break up, you got the right to get your breast back. I'm just saying. You bought them. You ought to be able to get them back. What's up, Carla? What?
What about the BBL? You kind of touched on that yesterday.
I ain't never invested in no BBLs yet. You know what I'm saying? Why I sound like some rims, though? Why we sound like...
Yeah.
BBS.
Some people think that stands for big booty ladies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is that what it is, BBLs?
That's what some people think it stands for.
If I buy you a
Brazilian butt lifts, that's what it stands for.
Now, if I buy a butt too, come on now. Oh, ain't no way.
You want all
can't
that
leave
back?
Me. All that. All that. Just a box full of stuff. Here we go. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Oliver. Yeah, this him. Hey, you married, you engaged to Madison, right?
Yes, I am. There's a problem with it or something? What's up?
No. My name is Ricky, man. Have you heard about her last person that she was engaged to?
Well, she kind of spoke briefly about you.
Okay, but you know what, man? First of all, let me just say this. Congratulations, okay? Let me be the first to say that. Congratulations for y'all getting engaged, and I hope it worked with y'all.
Okay.
Okay. Here's why I call. we got a situation at hand that we kind of need to clear up between you and I. So,
what is it?
Me and you got a little conversation we need to have about property.
Well, we talking about property. What property? The property we live in? What are you talking about? This is my property.
Okay, no, I'm not talking about your house or nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
I got some property over there that belong to me, and I'm trying to figure out how we can rectify the problem.
Well, I'm quite sure if it's something I can pack up or whatever, you can come get it. I have no problem. What do you have over here in my house that's yours?
Okay, the actual breast that she had belonged to me.
The breast?
Her breast. I bought her some breast implants.
Man, I ain't know nothing about no breast implants.
Okay, you may not know nothing about it, but the bottom line is I spent $10,000 on some breast implants, and I want my property back.
Buddy, man. No, man, you're not getting back. What are you talking about, breast implant? I ain't know nothing about that, man.
Hey, man, I understand you're not knowing about it, but I'm calling you like a man explaining it to you, and I'm trying to let you know. I bought her some breast implants. Now, that's my property. Now, just like when it don't work out with an engagement don't work out, you want your ring back. Well, I want my breast back.
Oh, no, man. If you had gave her a ring, you can get that back, but that's just some... Man, what do you... I mean, come on, man. You ain't get back.
Hey, man, I'm getting them back, or I'm going to be over there every other week being happy with what I done bought.
No, that ain't what's going to happen. No, little brother, that ain't going to happen there. I don't know what you're calling for. About $10,000, the breast implants, you ain't getting... You come over here if you want to. When you with somebody, when you lose them, you lose every damn thing you paid for. So if you bought her some, you dumb should have bought the when you got married. You know what I'm saying? You should have waited then bought the damn. So them is mine. I'm going to be over here. That's what I'm going to do with your breast implants. So your money was well spent. You ain't getting back. Move on in your life.
Hey, man, you don't tell me when I'm supposed to buy something. I buy some when I feel like it. But the bottom line is, them breasts belong to me. Somebody going to pay me $10,000 one way or the other.
Oh, no. You ain't getting nothing back here, man. You got to move on with your life, man. When y'all broke up, y'all wasn't together no more. The left with her. She walked away with him, man. That's it. That's over. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, let me say something to you, man. I'm coming over there and have a conversation with Madison about this, because that's who evidently I need to talk to.
No, you're not talking to nobody over here. You're talking to me like you say man to man. I'm letting you know, man, you're lost. You're lost, man. You don't get nothing. I didn't even get my number. Let me get your number so I can call you back when she on her way home.
My number on the breast.
Your number on the breast, $10,000. That's your number. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to check it. I'm going to check it. I'm going to look at it every day because you ain't getting nothing back, brother. Never mind. You're lost, man. It's over.
Let me ask you this, man. Have you even bought the ring from Madison yet?
Yeah, I bought the ring. That's what you do when you get engaged. I paid. The ring is bought, brother. Why are you worried about my ring?
How much ring cost?
About $8,000-$9,000. That's a nice ring.
See, the breast costs more than the damn ring. You're a cheap little man.
Man, you, man. I mean, I done bought the ring. You talking about, look, dude, she gone. Them breasts ain't yours no more, man. You don't get back here. If it was a ring, a pair of shoes or something, I'd give you that back. So what now? What now?
Hey, man, all I'm going to say is this here. I'm going to come over there and have a conversation with Madison about my breast, because the breast belongs to me.
You're not coming over here and getting nothing. She ain't even here, but you can bring your over here. You come over here with your chest pushed out, I'm going to push it back in for your brother. Them gone.
I got two breasts over there. Each of them is $5,000, and I want both of them.
Man, look, you ain't getting man, who the is you? You call every ex-girlfriend you break up with wanting back?
I call the ones that I done bought breasts for.
Thank you. That's a good damn wedding gift, I guess.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Don't you touch my damn breast. You hear me?
Man, look here, man. I don't know who the hell, man. How you even get on my line, man? Who is this?
I'm the person that owned the breast. Do you know who this is?
Man, you don't own nothing over here, man. You done took a loss on there, brother. You done took a straight loss on there, man. You got me up, partner. Who the is this, man? You done lost your mind calling my phone.
I'm finna tell you right now who this is, partner.
Yeah, well, who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girl Madison got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, you ain't that's cold, boy. You cold, man. Ain't somebody but tell me this. Is it they real, are they?
How the hell I know? You're supposed to know what you marry. I don't know if they... Why are you asking me if they real?
I don't know. I'm still what you talking about. You bought some... Man, you still got me messed up.
Real or fake, you sound like you have
it. Well, y'all come, man. Y'all need to stop that, man. But I listened to you. And last people, you got to laugh my up. I never thought I'd get got.
Hey, Oliver, what's the baddest radio show, man?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the truth. You got me good, man. You got me good, man.
All right, thank you, Tommy. Coming up next, Ask the Nephew and Ask Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Black Lives Matter goes off on Kanye West and Candace Owens for wearing White Lives Matter t-shirts. Plus Herschel Walker's son, Christian, drags his daddy on Twitter. And R&B, this is craziness.
I'm not going to be a slave with you, Dad. I'm not going to be a slave with you.
R&B singer Life Jennings, he's been on the show several times. Life Jennings said serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer asked him to sing Pretty Brown Eyes for him while they were in prison together.
You better sing it. Well, he eat your ass. You better sing it.
We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the Nephew and Ask Junior. Okay, here we go. Charlinda in the Bronx writes, listen, guys, my husband and our neighbor got into an argument over trash cans on our side of the yard. I told my hubby to chill out, and he got mad and told me not to ever talk to him like that in front of others. People are crazy nowadays, and I didn't want my husband to get hurt. How can he be mad at me for that?
Because what you cannot do is call yourself checking your man or putting your man in a certain place in front of everybody. Your man is out there being king. When he out there being king, you got to stand behind him and say, whatever my man say. That's the way you ride it out. But you can't be out there, baby, hold on. You can't be out there refereeing. Stand behind your man. Okay, whatever your man say, that's what go. I don't care if he picked that man up and put his ass in that trash can and closed the lid. You ride it out with your man. Now, go ahead, Junior.
I didn't have a trash can argument
before. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
I can't speak on that shirt. It's best you go to the next question because I have valet trash. They pick it up. I don't never argue about trash. I have nothing to do with them. They come get my trash. I can't speak. I don't know how to pull the trash can to the end of the road. I live in an apartment. What the hell am I talking about?
You live in an apartment.
Why should I be out here trying to give advice on trash cans? Tommy got a trash can. He didn't understand
trash
that.
Trash can etiquette.
Yeah, I never saw the people getting my trash. Never seen them.
And Junior, let me tell you something. Out here, I live in the wilderness. So you got to really, it's a work of art when you take the trash out. You got to take the trash out. You gotta pour a little bit of Clorox in there so you can keep all the rodents out. Because if not, you can walk out there 2 a.m. and the raccoons have taken over. So you got to, you got to be
smart.
Ready. Oh, they smart.
Smart.
Sound like I'm gonna be in the apartment.
Apartment living.
You and your boo, your new wife.
I ain't mad. She need to get her mind off a house. It's gonna be in here.
All right, moving on to Danae in Honolulu. Danae says, I'm a 44-year-old single woman and I scare men away because I don't shave. So I do groom the hair under my arms, but I don't go bare. I have my own beliefs about body hair and it's been a problem in my relationships. Why can't men embrace this? Why?
I just, that National Geographic look, I just can't do it. It just, ooh, it's just too much for me. I got this. I'm dealing with you. I promise you, we're going to get this over with immediately. I'm gonna get you in there. We're going to shave you down. All of it. Matter of fact, I'm going to take you. We're going to get you waxed. Everything.
Oh, wow. Laser all that.
From the neck down. You are supposed to be really naked. We from the neck down. We finna get you right. Junior.
What? You sure took out the mystery while you single. You took the mystery out of that. You 44 and single. We not surprised if you don't shave. I can't walk in the bathroom, your right arm up, and you combing hair under your arm. I don't want this. Don't none of this say I want you. Don't none of it. Yeah.
Did you miss the part where I said she grooms the hair under her arms, but she doesn't
go but what about that everything
you,
else?
Yeah, Fair the enough? Fact that you said there's hair under there. See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
There ain't no man finna embrace this. We both got hair under our arms. We both.
I don't like hair on the lady's legs. Do y'all like that? My preference.
No, man. My auntie didn't shave her leg. Though. Every time I saw her, it looked like the wolf pack. Like, I think she played football. I swear to God, man.
It don't look good.
You got hair on your calf muscle, dog? Come on now.
Come on, all right. All right, so it's moving some, on, moving
you
on.
Know, you Barbara. Know some women out there with back hair, too. You know that, don't you?
It's back, back hair. That right there. There.
Okay, right now y'all Barbara, know men can't yeah. say nothing about back hair. Be quiet.
But if a woman got
I'm
back
just saying,
hair,
but a woman got back hair, that's yeah. really. Come on now.
Yeah, come on now.
Ooh, double standard. All right, yeah. Barbara right. in Albany says, my husband is 62 years old and he's worked as a road manager for over 40 years. I found an unopened pack of condoms in his toiletry bag after he got back from a gig. He told me, therefore, the guys in the group. And it's his job to have all the stuff they need. This is news to me. Should I believe him?
Mm. What is you doing in his toiletry bag?
Oh, that's how you flipping it. Okay.
What are you doing in there? That's got nothing to do with you. That ain't your deodorant. That ain't your toothpaste. What are you doing in his toiletry bag? And whatever he said, that's what it is. That's for the rest of the group. Okay? That's for Robbie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. It's for all of them. That ain't got nothing to do with you.
New addition.
Robbie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Shout out to Brooke, their manager. What's up, Brooke?
Yeah.
What up,
Shout
Brooke?
Out to Johnny Gill, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, right, so, junior
so
boy.
Junior, come on.
No, I'm with Tommy, and we staying inside. What are you doing in that toiletry bag? That is none of your business. Let me tell you something. Do you know how much sex backup singers get? It ain't just for the lead group. Backup singers get action, too.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Backup singers what the matter.
Group, right.
They get what the group don't want.
I'm they get what the group don't want. That's how that go. You have to have condoms for them because they ain't thinking.
And then the band got to have some.
We then the drummer got get a drummer some. Come on now.
Get a drummer some.
Get out that bag.
This is stupid.
It really
I don't
is.
Believe him. Don't believe him, Barbara.
Don't believe him. Oh, my goodness.
You have to.
I believe it because he's a road manager. Road yeah. managers, they
got to.
I promise you, the road manager got everything, everything. You need. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah. Really? Tylenol, ibuprofen, condoms. Come on now.
All that.
He got all of it.
And whatever he don't have, he knows how to get it.
He know how to get it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. moving on. Last one,
some,
guys.
He can get some chili. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Moving on to... To Marcus in Nashville, Marcus says, I'm 49 and I've been married since I was 21 years old. I've been focused nonstop on providing a good life for my family. My wife says she needs a break from me and our kids, so she's going on a vacation by herself. I was stunned because I've never needed a break from her. Why does she need to be alone?
Mm. Well, let me tell you this. I don't know why she need to be alone. It's probably you, but let me tell you, it's finna happen on that weekend that she leaves. It's going down.
What's going down? What?
Everything. She pens to do it, Carla. What?
What?
What? She pens to do
it. She's going with a man? You're saying she's going to be with a man?
She's going to meet somebody there, or somebody going to meet her there, or she going to meet somebody while she there. But it's going down. Mm-hmm. And when she come back, you're not going to know a damn thing about
it. I just think it's a self-care mental health break.
Yeah.
Ain't no damn self-care.
She needs a break. I'm with her. All right, thank you, guys. Coming up next, it is at the top of the hour, some entertainment news for you right after this.
You can go to your mama house for self-care. You ain't got to go way out of town.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We've all seen the picture of Kanye West and right-wing activist, political activist Candace Owens. They were both rocking White Lives Matter t-shirts at his Yeezy fashion show in Paris. Now, in response to the picture, Black Lives Matter movement is going after Kanye, saying it's nothing but a stunt to hurt folks fighting for justice. In a release statement, Black Lives Matter said, while some may see Kanye and Candace's stunt as a distraction, we recognize that it harms thousands of families fighting for justice for their loved ones killed by state-sanctioned violence. Kanye says he wore the White Lives Matter t-shirt at his fashion show because he thinks Black Lives Matter was a, quote, scam.
Wow. He just don't quit. He just keep getting stupid to turn.
Yeah, I'm tired of talking about him. I really am.
I'm done. I'm not giving him no more chances. He not getting no more from me. That's it.
And that's what happens. We keep giving him chances.
We keep talking to him and listening to him.
Yeah.
It's insulting for him to wear that shirt. It is insulting. And I cannot believe that he wore that shirt. Now, Candace Owens, I could care less.
Yeah, and we can believe she would wear it.
Yes.
We can believe she'll wear it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked about her, but Kanye, come on now. It's disappointing. It's attention though.
Carla,
it's very much so attention. And you know, this whole no one has ever said that white lives matter. White lives didn't matter. No one has ever said that. We said is Black Lives Matter. That's what we as a people have said, because we were the ones being gunned down, shot and killed, you know, before America's very eyes. You know, and that's all, and that's all it's been. Yeah, Tommy.
All lives matter.
Absolutely they do.
But I want to say this. A good black ass whooping would matter more if we can just give Kanye the whooping that he needs.
B-A-M.
B-A-M, black ass whooping. We just need it bad. We do. That boy need a good B-A-W. He does. Yeah.
Well, and it goes back to what we were saying, too, with what Shirley was saying with Black Lives Matter. All we were saying was, don't... It's like when you kill us and you shoot us, we're saying don't kill and shoot us like you don't do them. We're not telling you to do that.
No,
we're saying don't kill us like you don't kill them. That's what Black Lives Matter. That's what it means.
That's right. Stop killing us.
Stop killing us. You don't kill them, don't kill us.
For just a minor traffic stop. You know, you stop a black person in a car. Yeah.
I mean,
and they're killed.
And we're still seeing it. I mean, I was looking on social media the other day. I'm looking at a kid that did something wrong at school, and I'm watching police officers come up and just, oh my God, they are doing, the amount, the limit that they go to is crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Drug this kid down the bleachers, pepper spray. I mean, everything. And I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Kanye, you're wrong for this. You're wrong for this. You are wrong for this.
His name now is him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
All right. Herschel Walker, also in the news.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. He's, of course, a Republican Senate candidate in Georgia. Walker has come under fire by his own son, Christian Walker, in a series of tweets. The Daily Beast recently ran a story about a woman who claimed that Herschel Walker got her pregnant in 2009 and then paid for her to have an abortion. Christian, his son, tweeted, I know my mom and I would really appreciate if my father, Herschel Walker, stopped lying and making a mockery of us. You're not a family man. When you left us to bang a bunch of women, threatened to kill us, and had us move over 6 times in 6 months running from your violence. Yeah. He continued, I don't care about someone who has had a bad past and takes accountability. But how dare you lie and act as though you're some moral, Christian, upright man? You've lived a life of destroying other people's lives. How dare you?
Ooh, wow. When your son drags you on Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Hersha.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there are a bunch of commercials in Georgia. And, you know, one of them is his ex-wife saying that he put a gun to her head and, you know, and all this kind of stuff.
Oh, he violent like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But he wants to run for senator.
Yeah, he's running against Senator Raphael Warnock. Yeah. From Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Y'all better get out and vote.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. We have to. We have to.
I want to send Herschel a nice bouquet of cotton. You know what I'm saying?
A bouquet of cotton.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't that make sense, though? It makes sense, though.
Oh, and by the way, the debate between Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker, it was scheduled for next week in Macon. First, they weren't going to debate. Then they scheduled a debate. Well, now that debate has been canceled.
Oh, you doggone right it has.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet it has.
I wonder what.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet it has.
Yeah, and finally, this story is really weird in entertainment news. R&B singer Life Jennings, we know him. He's been on the show a few times. Well, he dropped a fun fact. We'll call it a fun fact on social media. He claims that serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer asked him to sing Pretty Brown Eyes while they were in prison together. Life posted a video on the gram and said, look it up.
You better get the singing. Frame. Your ass better get the singing.
Life, why you say that?
I bet he did.
Because you will be eating. If not, you better get to singing.
Cannibalism,
Life,
huh?
Yeah. Yes. Life said he was a porter inside the Wisconsin jail, and he explained what a porter is. According to Life, a porter cleans railings, mops the floors, etc. He went on to say that Dahmer asked him to sing it. So, you know. Anyway, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. celebrity divorce couple news. We'll talk about it right after this.
I don't
believe sing
that.
Or be eaten.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. After 14 years of marriage, actress Tia Mowry has filed for divorce from her husband and actor Corey Hardrick. This is due to irreconcilable differences. According to TMZ, Tia is asking a judge for joint physical and legal custody of their two children. She's also asking the judge to terminate the court's ability to give spousal support to either, and notes the couple has a prenup. Wow. That was a shock. Yeah,
that was very shocking.
Yeah, it was a shock. Yeah, it really was.
I hate to see that. I hate for families to break up like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I mean, a lot of divorce is going on, or divorce talk going on this week. Why, Junior?
They heard I got married. They want me. I know.
Is that what it is, Junior? Is that what it is?
The streets.
Why do you think all this stuff is happening, Tommy? I just got married. I've been 18 days in here.
Look who's sucking now.
Look at this, man. Look at this. I'm telling you, when I got married, the queen died. It was over. I tell you. They giving up when I got married. I know that. I knew it. Who else getting divorced, Shirley? Go ahead. Watch this.
Well, Tom and Giselle. Yeah. We've heard about them. They're looking to hire attorneys to handle their divorce proceedings.
They're lowering up.
I told Giselle's not happy about Tom's decision.
I just talked to her 3 weeks ago. I told her.
You talked to Giselle? Married.
Yeah, I told her.
You and Antonio Brown.
I said, stay with Tom. I told her.
Tom finna get divorced?
And
I
you know who
told
else?
You 3 weeks ago.
The singer, Miguel, and his wife of just 3 years.
I told her ass to stay with Miguel.
But they've been off and on about separation and stuff for a while. So, I hate this.
I do too. I don't like this.
Damn, Tom.
Marriage is hard work. You know, it involves trust, commitment, love, patience, forgiveness. Anything else you guys can think of off the top of your head? What makes a good marriage?
Well, Junior? Let's ask the newlywed.
Junior.
Yeah, I told y'all. Stay with who you had. Don't come out here for me. Don't get divorced because of me. I'm gone. I can't do it. Stay with who you had.
You off the market.
I told Giselle on September 14th, don't leave Tom. Now, here I ask is, now I got to talk about this at work. I can't believe it. I told Tia. I said, Tia, don't do that. I told you. What we had is what we had. Here it is. They don't believe me. They don't even believe me.
What have you learned being married 2 yeah, weeks, though?
2 weeks.
What have I learned?
Nothing.
Shut up.
Nothing.
Shut up. All I've got so far. Shut up. Just shut up. Let me tell you something. I saw my name on that paperwork, and it's legal.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
Can you trust me?
Your marriage.
Can you trust me?
Yes.
These people getting married, let me tell you something. Your wife might tear that piece of paper up. It happens.
Oh, coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, yeah. We're going to talk about cuffing season right after this.
Ooh. You might have to tape it back together, but it's going to get toe up a couple times, though.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, it is upon us, cuffing season. You know, fall and winter means it is cuffing season. That's the time of year when singles start to get all booed up. But it's only for a short time. It's only for a short-term romance to pass those cold months, you know, because it gets cold and you want somebody to, you know, cuddle up to and all of that. It's like the total opposite of a summer fling. That's what it is. Cuffing season usually kicks off at the start of October. Here we are, at the start of October. And It ends right after Valentine's Day, okay?
That's too long.
Yeah, it ends, or it could end after Christmas, it could end after New Year's, et cetera, et cetera. So I got to ask you guys, you have any advice for cuffers out there?
Oh, to you cuffers. Find you somebody, first of all, who can cook. You can't be all trapped up in there and can't go nowhere and can't nobody cook. All right? So you don't want to cuff with Shirley. You need a real cuffer, okay?
Somebody does.
Somebody who can cook. Somebody who want to have sex 2-3 times a day. This is good cuffing
stuff.
2-3
times a day? You ain't got a job.
We got to go to work. Yeah.
Hey. Cuffing? It rhyme with cuffing. Hey, what are we doing here?
Careful, sir.
Come on, newlywed. What you think?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what makes a good cuffing season. Find somebody that got a strong thigh. You need that thigh over you.
A strong thigh.
That thigh gotta have some
keep
warmth.
You warm.
Yes. You don't need that in a cup of tea. Yes. A strong thigh makes a difference. I'm telling you.
Okay. Are there any don'ts that you don't do on your list for cuffing season when you
don't get nobody under 160? I know that.
You need some weight.
Wait. Okay. Don't get nobody under 160.
Come on. You remember you remember how I used to do it? Size 16 it up. A whole lot of butt. And a shout haircut. Boy, you don't understand. Ain't nothing like a 16, boy. You been there, somebody? Yeah.
So do you think it could maybe last for longer than cuffing season? You know?
Yeah. Soon maybe start getting hot. You start making our way out.
Yeah. Because that leg get too heavy around March. It get way too heavy.
Don't need that.
Yeah, we got to bring that out.
Let me tell you when cover season ends, Carla. This is when cover season ends.
When?
Soon as you click on your air conditioning, cover season over.
When your leg starts sweating on my leg, it's time to break this up. Yeah.
This sounds like no white before Memorial Day and no white after Labor Day. That's what this sounds like, cuffing season.
But you know,
right,
but
yeah,
you know
Carla,
what?
What you got? Well, I have a question. So relationships take time. You know
it's your season, Carla. Know
what
your season.
What are you saying, though? So if we get together in October... We get this in this
you
relationship.
Know you ain't March. You know you ain't March. October. We gonna get you through February because you're not. You're not built for March. You're not that.
Tommy, just be truthful, Tommy. Don't nobody even see you. They don't even know we together. You and I. Yeah.
We are hibernating.
For 4 months, ain't nobody seeing you.
We hibernating. When that sun come out in March, you know this, oh. You already know that.
Well, how do you break up with them, though? How is that going to go?
How
is it going to go? Yeah.
I don't know if she know it, but the minute I don't call no more, I'm gone. That's it. It's over.
I got to get to the
gym
in March.
You
done fed me way too much food. I got to get to the gym in March and get this off me.
I just think this is so wrong because
terrible.
Yeah. Relationships, it takes time. You need to get to know each other. You got Thanksgiving. You can meet the family. What about that? Christmas holidays, New Year's. You got a date for New Year's, and then you just break it up. That's kind of cold blooded.
Carla, you got all them good days in. Now, why would you want
to
overdo it?
I get you a Christmas gift, but you're not going to open it in front of nobody, though. You're not opening your gift in front of nobody. Just
what
me.
What does that mean?
Why? You mean you ain't over here with the family? I bring your gift to you.
Oh.
Ain't nobody gonna see you open this.
Your Christmas is Christmas Eve, and you know that. You know that.
All right, we gotta go. It's so much for cuffing season. Yeah.
Is it side piece season or cuffing season?
Some of them is the same.
All right, coming up, it is the nephew with the prank phone call right after this. Jesus.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, get a load of this subject, guys. I'd rather be in prison than to live with her. Lord.
Ooh-wee.
That is deep.
Now, you know what?
What?
He must be miserable. He don't like her at all.
He is miserable.
You trying to do 3 to 5? Yeah. 3 to 5.
Wow, we'll find out what that's all about as if we don't know coming up. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got today?
This right here is just vintage Time is Stupid right here. This is vintage Time is Stupid. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to call somebody. I want to go to the high school reunion. You understand? Mm-hmm. I want to go to the high school reunion. But I want to go to the high school reunion with my high school sweetheart. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the high school sweetheart, she's married. She's married.
Oh.
Okay? So we're going to go on and call the husband. We're going to call the husband and ask him, can I go to the high school reunion with her, which is his wife? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's the gentleman thing to do, right?
I hear you, but
yeah.
You play too much.
Carla, can your high school sweetheart call and ask your husband to take you to a reunion? Can he do that?
Never. I saw him in the mall one day. I bumped into him just walking. I screamed, oh my God.
Oh, he can ask. Man. That's all that matters when your ex sees you. You're fly.
Yeah. Carl, did you say that like, Charles?
You gotta be fly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, buckle up. Here we go. This is the high school reunion. High school reunion. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Sylvia, please. She's not available. This is her husband, Andre. How can I help you? Andre, how you doing, man? My name is Ken. I graduated with Sylvia. We're having a big 25-year class reunion this year.
Okay.
For 1985. Will she be home soon?
I don't know, man. She actually out shopping right now.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, listen, has she heard about, does she know about the reunion, or do you know anything about that?
Not to my knowledge. It's the first I ever heard about a reunion.
Okay. Well, there is a reunion, man. She's actually, I think, signed up for it. I'm not sure. That's why I asked you, but I think I saw her name was that she was signed up to come.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. When exactly did you graduate?
I graduated in 82.
Okay, in 82. Okay, you a little bit before us then. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let me go ahead and say this, Andre. Actually, in high school, man, Sylvia was my high school sweetheart. And we dated from ninth grade to freshman year in college. And I wanted to see if it was cool with you, if you didn't mind me escorting her to the 25-year class reunion.
Doing what?
Well, let me say that again. Like I say, man, my name is Ken.
Uh-huh.
Ken.
I got that part. I'm trying to make sure I heard right what you said.
Yeah, I said that Sylvia and I were high school sweethearts, man. Uh-huh. I was, from ninth grade all the way to freshman year in college. We dated each other.
Okay, I got that. But what did you ask me?
I asked you if it was all right for if you didn't mind if I escorted her to the 25-year class reunion.
Are you related to her?
No, I'm not related to her. I just told you I was a high school sweetheart.
No, man, I'm saying nobody gonna be escorting my wife nowhere. I put the ring on her finger. You said you was her high school sweetheart?
Yeah, I mean, we was together from, ninth grade all the way to my freshman year in college, so.
Okay. That was in the past, brother. I'm sorry to let you know that, but that was in the past. I'm the present, so I don't even much think she's going to be interested in trying to go nowhere with you anyway.
Hey, man, what I'm trying to explain to you, this is something innocent, though, man. This is just me taking her to, I thought she might get a kick out of us going together,
Brother, I don't know what's wrong with you. I done told you, if it's not going to one ear, put the phone on the other one. She ain't going nowhere with you. Do I need to break it down anymore?
Hey man, you ain't gotta talk to me and disrespect me like this, man. Now all I tried to do was call.
Whoa. You talking about I'm disrespecting you? You gonna call my gonna tell me I'm disrespecting you? You asking me can you take my wife to the damn class reunion and expect me to be okay with that? What kind of damn fool is that to call somebody and ask can you take their wife to a class reunion?
Hey man, that was my high school sweetheart. All right, we had some. I was up first. Okay, I was up first, dog.
If you was the first, then I'm the last, and I'm the only one, so we're going to leave it at that. How about that, partner?
It's whatever, man. You know what, man? I try to call you and talk to you like a man, but you know what I should have did?
Hey,
I
should have called me and talked to me like that, man. You were doing a little stuff, man.
I should have called Sylvia in the first. I should have never called. Matter of fact, you know what? I apologize for calling. Let me get on the phone and just call Sylvia and see if she don't mind
you go ahead and do that. You go right on ahead and call her.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, because Sylvia can make a decision on what Sylvia want to do.
I can tell you one thing. Sylvia do what Sylvia want to do, but Sylvia ain't interested in you.
Man, this is not about being interested in me, man. This is innocent. This is just me and her going to the damn class reunion together, man. It ain't like we finna go do something together, man, on a physical level. We just going to have fun.
I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to tell you that I already told you no, okay? If you can't get no, but I don't know what you can't get, but you ain't getting Sylvia, I tell you that much. She's not going to no reunion.
You know what, man? I'm through talking to you. I'm just going to call Sylvia because that's what I should have done in the first place.
I told you, brother, you ain't finna call nobody. You better not dial my wife's number, man. I'm telling you this right now. I'll be at that class reunion. I'll be looking for your king, whatever your name is. I'm going to find out who you are. I ain't playing no like this. I already told you. You are disrespectful in the first place. I done told your don't call my wife. She ain't going to no reunion, so you bet not call her phone. I've been married for 12 years. Ain't no
she don't want to go.
Walk up in this and up my situation. Now, I done told you I will come to this class reunion, and I will your up, man, because you look like you're playing with me or acting stupid or something. You ain't taking my wife to no class reunion. You understand what I'm saying?
Your wife don't want to go to the reunion with me. How you know that?
She ain't going nowhere with you. I done told you, man. Don't get me acting crazy up in here. I done told you. Now, I said first I won't come to the class reunion, but I will come to that just to make sure I knock your lights out. Don't be acting stupid like I can't find. They got all kind of they ain't found on some of Bin Laden, but I'll find your.
This is innocent, man. Me and her going to the reunion is innocent, and she ought to be able to decide if she want to go with me or not.
Ain't nothing innocent about you. Your sound trifle anyway. Call somebody phone talking about a class reunion. I ain't even much heard about.
Hey, man, I tell you what. You know what? I'm finna get off phone call Sylvia, okay?
Respect the ring. You understand what I'm saying to you? I didn't tell her you she mad, but I don't understand what you can't understand about that. Respect the ring.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
To say to me, man, you ain't got a thing to say to me except to hear this click in your ear right
now.
No,
I got one more damn thing to say to you, and then I'm gonna get off the phone. I'm gonna be through with it, man.
What the you got to say to me?
Say what?
What the you got to say to me before I hang up this
phone? I got this to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Sylvia, got me to prank phone call you.
Bullshit. Are you for real?
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Oh, man, I'm over here sweating and everything, man. Just mad.
No, this is a joke, dog. You all right?
I'm going to be all right in about an hour or two. That's okay. That's cool. All right. Y'all got me.
Well, I guess this is a good time to tell you. The class reunion is coming up.
I guess ain't no class reunion, huh?
No, there is a class reunion. You need to get ready because you're going.
Yeah, I'll be making sure if there is one, I'll definitely be there.
Why?
Was I stupid enough?
Yes.
I just want to know. Was I stupid enough?
Always are.
Okay. I'm going to be that same stupid Charleston, South Carolina, baby, Saturday, November the 12th at the Omar Shrine Auditorium, the nephew with the microphone. Just as stupid. More stupid than that prank call. More stupid than that. Get your tickets. They on sale right now.
How? All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up, it is a strawberry letter subject. I'd rather be in prison than to live with her. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, guys, you guys didn't like this title, but here it is. The subject, I'd rather be in prison than live with her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was released from state prison a few months ago. While in prison for 23 months, I thought my girlfriend had my back and we'd get married when I came home. Boy, was I wrong. And I came home to a situation that was worse than prison. I was released to my own home with my girlfriend, who has been staying in my home while I was in prison. It was supposed to be a joyous homecoming, but instead, I walked into hell. My girlfriend has turned into a conniving, cheating, and very immature person. I don't know what happened while I was away, but I thank God I got to see who she really is before I married her. I found out that she's been cheating on me, and the guy was all up in my house all of the time. She also hasn't been doing the upkeep on my house, and it's filthy. Along with real-life obstacles I'll face as a convicted felon, she has run up my credit cards, mismanaged a lot of my money, and destroyed my credit. I've told her it's over and asked her to move out several times, but she said it's her house too, and she's not going anywhere. I can't raise my voice at her or touch a hair on her head because I live in constant fear that she may use the criminal justice system as a weapon against me. It's back to jail I go if I have any police contact. Other guys call her and she'll go in another room and talk to them, and I can't say a word to her about it. I am living in sheer hell. I thought about calling my parole officer to explain what's going on, but I don't want to get anyone involved in my business like that. I do not need relationship advice. I need advice on how to get away from her so I can have peace and get situated back into my community. How can I handle this? Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, we give relationship advice here. That is what we do, but we'll see what we can do to help you, sir, because we don't want you to go back to prison. That's definitely what we don't want. And first of all, let me say this. I need you to be as nice to her as you possibly can while she's in your home and until the day she leaves, okay?
Well, you can't be no nicer, of course.
Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up. This will, I'm sure, have to involve some very skilled acting on your part. You're doing a great job so far. Just keep it up. But like you say, you can't give her any reason at all to suspect you're up to anything. You don't want her calling the police. You don't want to go back to prison. So I'll just say start building a support system. You know, you're out now. Start, you know, dealing with people that you know have your back, like family. Members, people that you can trust, friends, like I say, who have your back, maybe a pastor, maybe someone who has knowledge of the law, real estate, all of that. You need to find out your rights as a homeowner. You have, you know, you got to be smart in this. You got to be strategic. Again, you don't want her finding out anything. This woman sounds like the devil himself sent her
to your house, so you definitely need to have God on your side. That's why I mentioned a pastor, if you're going to, you know, get her out of your house. I'm saying all of this, I don't even know why you went in prison and spent almost two years to begin with. But the tone of your letter sounds like it comes from a decent man. I'm going to say you're a decent man. You know, anytime you say you'd rather be in prison than in the comfort of your own home, I just think it's a major problem. And having this woman who has taken over your home and basically your life is beyond unsettling, and she needs to go. So I just say, please get a plan together to get her out now. Write it down. But, you know, never let her know what you're doing, because you don't want to upset her or alert her or anything like that. But you can get her out of your house. It's just going to take a plan. Steve?
Yeah, bro. I don't know what to say to you in this letter. Honestly, man, except I feel for you. I really, really do, man. You did your time for whatever the mistake was you made. Thought your girl had your back. Y'all was going to get married. Boy, were you wrong when you came to a situation worse than prison. Now, let me say this. You're saying that you're glad you find out that she's been staying in your home while you was in prison, and it was supposed to be a joyous homecoming, but you walked into hell. She's turned into a conniving, cheating, and very immature person. I don't know what happened while I was away, but here's the deal. I thank God I got to see who she really is before I married her. Bingo. That's the good thing. Somebody sent me a text one time, and I'll try to see if I can find it while I'm talking to you. But sometimes, and I've often said this to women, the blessing is in the breakup.
Yeah.
And you've got to realize what that is when you get it. I think you had a blessing. And so I'm trying to find this thing that someone sent me about this situation you're in. First of all, young brother, here's what it is. It says, don't worry about the people God removed from your life. He heard conversations you didn't, saw things you couldn't, and made moves you wouldn't. Now, brother, you seem like a good man. I'm going to assume that this crime you went to jail for was federal prison, and you did some federal time, and you probably did some type of white-collar crime. I don't really know what it is. I know it's a nonviolent offense. Let's just say that. You did 23 months, you got out.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today, I'd rather be in prison than live with her. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. I'd rather be in prison than live with her.
Well, brother, I know what you're saying, but we can't go back to prison. I don't think you're trying to do that. So we're faced with this situation. This woman has turned out to be a cheater. Here's the upside. You found out just in time. You didn't marry her. All you got to do now is get her out your house. Now, there are ways to file for this, I'm sure. Now, you being a convicted felon is going to create a couple of problems. Because once you go down there and you include the court system to get her put out the house, all she got to do is spin and lie on you. And she may do the dirty on you just so she can go back to business as usual. So you have to be extremely careful and cunning here. You had a house that you still managed to keep. She's ran up all your credit. She's ruined your money. And she's been in your house. Well, at least you had a house. So we got to get smart here, man. You got to go over a couple of friends' house. You got to get some measures taken legally that can help you out. In the meantime, spend as less time at home as you can until you find a way to work through this legally. But then you're going to have to spend time away from the house, because if you stay there, she can get you jammed up. All she got to do is call 911 one time. They come to your house, bro, and you backed up. Now, I know you say you'd rather go to prison and live with her, but you really don't mean that, because nothing happens when you're locked up. Nothing. So get with a friend. Get with some smart friends, because you got some smart friends. Get yourself some knowledge about what you can do. Move out of there and start the process then, and don't go nowhere near her. Put a restraining order on yourself before she asks for one. See, if you don't go over there by her, dog, she can't put a restraining order on you. That's the worst thing can happen to a convicted felon. You start getting some of those insinuated charges. And when you're on probation, man, you can't do nothing. You can't have police contact. You already know that. They can sit you down for violation of parole, and you could be in there for up to a year before they even bring you in front of a judge. You know how this system works, man. So I feel badly for you, brother, but Shirley did the right thing and told you the right thing. I think you should separate yourself from the situation because it sounds like you're going to get in deep. Mm-hmm. And it ain't gonna do nothing but lead you down a dark road, man. Yeah, and don't put yourself out there. Don't throw your freedom away, brother.
Right.
She is not worth it. The cheating, immature, stealing, low-down perfect person, disrespectful, non-committal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it ain't worth it, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it.
And don't let her know anything you're doing, please. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oof.
Well, you know.
That is terrible.
That's horrible.
Like a really bad
And document
letter.
Everything you do.
True.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Everything.
That's
yeah.
right.
Everything.
That's Whose right. house you staying over? Where was you at? Pictures.
Yeah.
Time checks.
Who paying for the house? Who's paying for that house?
It's his house.
It's well, his house.
Yeah.
Stop paying for it. Let it go in
but
foreclosure.
She's, yeah. Let she said it was her house. She said it was her house.
Yeah,
I wonder if her name's on it. Yeah.
But if the bank kick everybody at.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get with some
that's
people.
That's so sad, Steve. That's unsaid.
Yeah. That's one way to do it. Because he sounds like a really nice guy, man. He really
yeah, that's
an
ugly
like a
situation
person.
For this guy to be in, man. Because this woman could hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so really
that's so
be
true,
careful
because
he's on probation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He walking on eggshells.
Yeah. I like the fact that you said don't stay there.
No, he should.
You
know,
he's got family. He's got friends, you know.
Yes, right.
Yeah, get out from around her. Yeah, Junior, what you got?
I just have a suggestion. I mean, you know, that's one way. Foreclosure could be one way. But I have a lot of experience with parole officers and all that type of stuff. You know, a lot of family members that have been through that. But one thing we could do is people that he met while he was in there, if he know they out, we could use this to our advantage. We could scare her out the house.
This ain't going to be good, Junior.
I'm just saying we could scare out the
Junior,
house.
Junior, don't you think we thought of that?
You don't You don't think they're going to be able to tie them inmates also?
Just,
right.
He wasn't
We're trying
there.
To keep him out
he
of prison, Junior.
He don't need to be
no,
at
Junior.
The house.
No, Junior. Steve
Junior.
Had the logical answer.
No, we cannot do that.
Yes.
We can't do that, Junior. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Just
I know you want to.
He's got to kind of go by the book on this one.
That's his house.
Any false move, he could go back in, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
But
here.
He could tell his parole officer what's going on because you got to update him about your status. You know.
I like the fact that he said, I don't need relationship advice, too, because he knows that's over.
No, this over with.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah,
that's
it really is. It really, really is.
She's taking advantage of him.
Yeah,
and
of
she's going to take advantage of the judicial system. And he's smart enough to know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't say how long he's on parole either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this could be going on for quite a while, but yeah, he's got to get rid of her, get her out of his house and out of his life.
Man. I don't rather be in prison, though. I sleep in the car before I go to jail.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Yeah. That ain't no damn option. You can't even go to the stove.
Yeah.
Man, I'm gonna swing around here to Chick-fil-A. They don't have that in prison.
Right.
Okay.
All right, guys. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Junior, it is time now for Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, but let me let the people know. Listen, Virginia Beach, I'm there tomorrow night now at the Funny Bone. Okay, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. I'm finna go out here and act a fool, Tommy. I'm finna go out here and give it to him. But then also, I got to put this out here too, man. I'm out here on this road. I'm back. After I got married, I'm back to work.
Richmond, Virginia, get ready for Just a Smoke weekend. It's about to happen for you, Richmond. Funny Bone Thursday, party on Friday, all this to raise money for the foundation. We doing all this for Cures Hope on October 20th and 21st. I said January. What the hell am I talking about? We in October. October 20th and October 21st, Richmond, Virginia. All right, T, let's get to it, man. Here it is. Picks time. I need to know how you feel. You get the pick, man. Here we go. Starting tonight, Colts Broncos. What you got? Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan? Colts. Which one you going? Colts? Okay. Okay. All right.
What?
Write it down.
Why the hell is he going against Russell Wilson? Like, Sierra ain't going to be happy about that.
If this was by dancing, then I would pick Sierra. This is by the real dancing.
Here we go. Giants, Packers, man. What you got, man?
Packers. Packers.
Over the Giants. Okay. Here goes. Here goes. See how you going with this. Steelers, Bills.
That's my frat brother over there. I got to go with Pittsburgh.
Wait,
that's
a minute.
My frat brother. Hey. I pick for different reasons. I pick for different
reasons.
Clearly. Truly.
Okay. This ain't Uncle Steve. This ain't pimping. This is time. I pick for different reasons.
Oh, well, speaking of Uncle Steve, Chargers Browns.
Oh, I don't fool with the Browns. Just because Uncle Steve. I'm going with the Chargers. Thank you.
Okay. Vikings,
what?
Bears.
Yeah, hold on. You act like Deshaun playing already. Deshaun ain't playing. Cleveland is not looking good right now. Okay, then. Keep going.
Vikings, Bears.
Vikings. I go with the Vikings because, I don't know. I like Chicago, though. I'm going with Chi-Town.
There it is.
Only reason I'm going with Chicago because it's not too cold yet. When it get too cold, I just came back from Chicago.
Yeah, you call it. Chicago.
Right. Here we go. Lions, Patriots.
Carl, I'm not picking Chicago because of you. I'm not doing it because of you. Go ahead, bro.
Here we go. Which one? Lions, Patriots.
Lions versus. I'm going with the Lions. That's my boy over there. He's the defensive coordinator. Defensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn. I'm going with Detroit.
AG. Yes. What's up, man? All right, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Seahawks, Saints. I got to get this in. This is what you're going to do because Carl is sitting right there.
Lord.
Seahawks, listen, if they going to get that boy some crab legs, he can play his ass off. But if y'all not going to get that boy some crab legs, I'm just saying, Carla.
It's a struggle.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, some advice is needed for a few of our listeners on social media. We'll try and answer their questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, so guys, we have a question from Mark on Facebook. Mark says, my girlfriend and I have been together for 6 months, and all this time I've known she was, quote, the one. Marriage is clearly in our future, but she just sprung one of her rules on me, and I'm tripping about it. She's adamant about us both having our separate lives, even though we're together and faithful. That includes separate places to live. She wants to keep her apartment, and she doesn't care where I live as long as it's not with her. She says she's very picky about her living space, and me messing that up would not end well for us as a couple. Dog, I don't even know. How should I feel about this? What?
This is beautiful. Is absolutely beautiful.
What?
You get your own spot. You get to go visit her when you want to visit her. This is beautiful.
They're dating at this point. They're not married.
But when we get married, we're going to have our own places. I love it. Shirley, Oh, my God. Shirley, listen. Am I in the neighborhood where my grandmother lived in,
when I was in Houston, where my grandmother was living. There was a person that was married, and the husband lived down the street in another house. It was the craziest thing I ever seen. And he would come down to her house, to his wife's house, have dinner, and then go back to his house. Craziest thing I ever seen. But I love it.
It worked.
Wow.
Beautiful thing.
I'm all for separate bathrooms, but in the same house. Thank you
right,
very much.
Right, Shirley. This is crazy.
This is nonsense. What about you, newlywed?
No,
what you think?
Mark, what are you writing us for? She said this. She said it. We going to have separate living. You good. I love it.
Come on, newlywed.
I wish. I'm telling you, 18 days in. I wish she would have said it. She said it, Mark, and you right now complaining, mispronouncing. You perfect. You good.
I wish Jackie lived down the street. If Jackie lived down the street.
If she lived down the street, what?
What?
This is crazy. You guys, this is craziness right here. Why get married? What's the point of getting married if you're going to live separately? I don't get it.
What do you mean, why get married?
I ain't letting nobody have you.
Okay, I'm selfish. I'm not letting nobody have you.
But we just don't have to live together.
We don't have to live together. Because I'm going to tell you, all these errands I'm running, I didn't have to do these 18 days ago. Now I'm running every day. I got somewhere to go.
You tired?
I'm tired. Hold on. I'm tired. Drop me off at the airport. I've never driven to the airport. Now I'm tired. What is you writing us for, Mark? Me and Tommy gave you out.
This is a beautiful thing, boy. Oh, I wish Jackie lived out there. Oh, I'd be passing by Jackie. Oh, you need to do something with your yard. You got to do something with your yard.
This is insanity, guys.
Every married man listening to this show right now said, what is you writing for? Shut up. This is a perfect time for Uncle Steve. Shut your damn mouth.
This is a home run hitter. Home run hitter, baby.
All right, let's see if we have time for one more. This is from Ronnie on Twitter. Ronnie writes, I just got called into HR for having sexually degrading material posted in my cubicle. Apparently, one of my female coworkers wandered her nosy behind into my cubicle and had an issue with a picture that was on my desk. The picture in question, my wife, who is built like a brick house.
Yes.
And is a professional bodybuilder. Earlier this year, she won a regional competition, and the picture is of her flexing in her bikini with her trophy, okay? Can I really get in trouble for celebrating the greatness that is my wife? What?
I'm just not a fan of these cubicles. They always get your ass in trouble. All these cubicles. That's what
you said,
it's always a problem with these cubicles, dog. You can't put your life up in your cubicle, dog. You can't do it. And you are and your coworker is not fine, and she's intimidated. You know what I'm saying? I find your wife
that's
really
what
is.
It is. Okay.
But we got to get these people out of these cubicles. I'm serious.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, guys. Listen, my candles are back. I want to thank everyone who purchased a candle. My love, Shirley Strawberry Candles. Thank you so much. I also added something new to my line. I have candles now, and I also have new designer bags. That's right. I have new designer handbags for women. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Carla. Cool. I have new designer handbags. I do. They will debut at a place called The Lab Factory. It's a brand new store, a manufacturing company in the city of Atlanta, in Buckhead, actually, 800 Miami Circle in Buckhead in Atlanta. And they're having a big grand opening this Saturday, a big grand opening, celebrities, all of that coming out. It starts at 11 a.m. And I just want you guys to come out, see what I've been doing. My candles are back, like I said, and I have handbags in an array of colors, red, pink, blue, green, black, rust, pumpkin, every color that you can imagine. Yeah, I have them. So please come. 800 Miami Circle in Atlanta. Suite 170.
So, if I buy my wife a bag, you'll slide me two candles in there? Inside the bag.
This ain't no two for one.
Yeah, what?
Come on. Just a little old little something on the side. You know.
Well, I want a pink bag, breast cancer
you
awareness
want
month.
Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'll get a pink
I got
bag.
You.
And thank you for my wonderful candles. It smells so good.
Oh, you're
good.
Welcome. Thank
yes.
you. I have green, right, pink, okay. red, white, blue, white. Yes.
Delta, all right. Divine Nine.
All of that. All of that. All right. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather have nosy neighbors or would you rather have noisy neighbors? Nosy or
that's
noisy?
That's a tough one there. That's
yeah,
a tough
that
one.
Is.
I don't like a nosy neighbor. I don't.
Uh-uh.
I don't. Not that I do anything. I just don't. I don't need all that interaction. I don't need
get
all
out
that.
Of my business. Yeah.
I think I'd rather you be noisy.
Yeah, noisy neighbors. Because yeah. you ain't coming over to my house. Yeah, noisy.
Right.
House.
Right.
Really? Noisy?
Yeah. Yeah. You could actually yeah. spark something up in here.
Yeah.
Get you some yeah. business.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Would you rather spend a week with no soap or would you rather spend a week with no toothbrush?
God.
I'm brushing my teeth.
I gotta have that soap, dog. I gotta have that soap. You know what? I'm gonna take that soap and I'm gonna wash my mouth out with that damn soap. But I'm gonna be able to hit everything. That toothbrush, you're on your own, partner. You on your own. You can't hit enough spots.
Well, you know what, Tommy? That way I look at it is that, you know, I'm gonna brush my teeth. Now I ain't got no soap, but I'm gonna get in the shower. I'm still gonna bathe. Listen. Just ain't no soap, though.
Oh, you can be wet and funky.
I'm be
stop
wet.
That. Yeah, wet well, I'm sorry. You can be wet and funky. I'm sorry.
But my breath is amazing.
Minty fresh.
My breath gonna smell like men's Dove soap, okay?
All right. Would you guys rather walk barefoot in a public restroom? Ew.
Me.
Or would you
me.
Rather, you'd rather get food poisoning?
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not walking.
Food poisoning.
I'm not walking on that floor in that bathroom. I'm not doing it.
Tommy's a germaphobe.
I'm not walking on that floor at all.
Have you seen the restrooms in the airport? Just start there.
Oh my God.
No. So you'd rather get food poisoning?
I'm gonna be sick. Yeah.
Cause straight, let me tell you something. If I go in that bathroom, I'm going to find out that my ass is Spider-Man. Because I'm going to be stuck to the wall. I'm going to be stuck to the ceiling and everything. I'm not walking on that floor.
Come on, Spider-Nephew. All right, would you rather be blind and not be able to talk or not be able to talk for the rest of your life? Not be able
blind
to see or not
or
be
can't.
Able to talk for the rest of your life?
I'm guessing you going with A. Tommy.
I'm trying to talk now, Jimmy. This is difficult already.
And the struggle is real, Tommy.
Hell.
You're getting better every day, though.
What I ain't going to do is be blind, too, now. Nah, nah, no, I need to see.
You cancer-free, baby. You kick cancer's butt. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
All right. That is today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Take us home with some closing remarks.
You know, somebody sent me something a while back. You know, I keep stuff that people send me because a lot of people send me things when I know I'm going through something. A lot of people send me stuff when just to say, hey, Steve, if you're out there talking, man, here's a thought for you. And one of the things that I've learned in my life is that all of us are going to be tested. We're going to be tested and tried throughout our life. It's these tests that are presented to us that allows us an opportunity to grow. Every test that comes your way is an opportunity for you to gain some valuable knowledge from it. And so throughout life, you will always be tested. Everything that happens to you is not just because the devil is busy. Some things happen to you because God has to present certain things for you in order for you to learn how to deal with it, which better prepares you for what you ask for later in life, or to prepare you for what God is going to present to you later in life. So when you're going through hardships, you got to understand that these hardships are preparing you for the future. And like I've been saying a lot over the past few weeks, if you think about all your hardships and your tough days and your rough days, your actual record for surviving bad days all the way up until this point, y'all, is 100%. And that's a pretty good track record. Now, in this test that God is going to present to you, somebody sent this to me on a plaque, and it said that life has many ways of testing a person's will. Now, I want you to hear me clearly. It says life has many ways of testing a person's will, either by having nothing happen at all or by having everything happen all at once. Do you know how true of a statement that is? You get tested by, first of all, a person's will get tested by either having nothing happen at all. You know how hard it is, man, when you ain't got nothing going on? Do you know how hard it is, man, when you can't get nothing popping? You know how difficult life can be, man, when you just can't seem to get it right? Do you know the difficulties you face, man, where ain't nothing clicking on none of the cylinders, man? Ain't nothing happening at all? That's a test, man. That's a real hard test, man. That's when you sitting up there, man, going, Lord, Heavenly Father. And now it's preparing you and conditioning you to get closer to God. Because I'm telling you, man, you can't make it in this world without God. Now, you can keep on trying this way if you want to, but I got news for you. You can lock in on this one. This is a fact. You can't make it through this life without no God. You can't do it. You cannot do it. It's too difficult. And one of the tests to get you to draw closer to him is sometimes a person's will is tested by having nothing happen at all. But here's the other way you get tested. How about this one? Or by having everything happen all at once. Man. How many times that didn't happen, man? When it just felt like, man, it's raining cats and dogs on you. It's almost like, man, you can't catch a break. See, a minute ago, you couldn't catch a break to get something happen, and now all of a sudden it looked like you can't stop this thing from happening. It's just snowballing on you, man. That's a test. You know what? God is wanting you to get close to him, too, so he can take some of that weight up off you. So you can take your troubles to him and tie it to him so he can prove to you that you ain't in this thing by yourself. See, you ain't in life by yourself when you ain't got nothing happening, and you ain't by yourself in life when you got everything happening. You need God, man. I kid you not. And you know how I know what I'm talking about? Because you're looking at a man who tried it without him. And I knew better. My mom was a Sunday school teacher. I knew better than to turn away and try it my way. But I did it for years. And I made, you know what I mean? I made a mess out of myself. I was turning myself into a big old glob of nothing. But he got my undivided attention one day when I was at a real low point. On one of them days where I thought I'm going to rise no more. On one of them days where I thought, man, I done had enough of this. I ain't never thought about killing myself. I ain't never thought about checking out. The thought has never crossed my mind. But I'm just talking about, I just had some days, man, where it just felt like, man, this is it right here. I can't do no more of this here. When I was living in that car, I had some days, man, where I just said, man, I can't do this no more. I'm going to go home. Man. I'm going to go home with my mom and daddy, man, just see if I can stay there till I find a job. I almost did that. Because you know what? Wasn't nothing happening at all. I couldn't get nothing clicking. And right about then, man, I just asked Kyle, I said, man, can you just show me a sign that it's going to be all right? Next thing I know, I called the answer machine in my mama's house, and it was a message. And it was a guy named Chuck Sutton at Showtime at the Apollo. Next thing you know, man, next thing you know, that weekend, I was on TV for the very first time. And do you know something? That I've been on TV ever since that. But it was real dark for me for a minute. But he always comes. Life got a lot of ways of testing a people's will. Either by having nothing happen at all or by having everything happen all at once. But either way, it's a test. You can pass it. You've done all the rest of them. Ain't you got through it? Yeah, you have. That's it. Keep your faith. Put some God in your life. You need him. Drop the mic.
Woohoo!
Hey, y'all, tell your mom and them I said what's happening.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.